So me get one bun. Me need four slice. From the go, from the get go.
Immediately.
The minimum. And me don't count the first one. The bun front.
So that's a whole separate.
The bun front is crazy.
The bun front is insane.
you eat the bun front?
I mean, bun front or bun back worse.
Yeah, man, yo. Yeah, me's a bun front eater. Yeah. Me eat bun front. Alan! Yo, man, big man. Welcome to the Dale Elliott Podcast. I am your host, Dale Elliott, and I am here with my co-host, Crooks.
Stilly, lily, really, and truly.
No second fiddle.
First class. Hey, she call my name from coast to coast.
Stop your singing. Stop your foolishness. You what going for Easter?
Why?
Before you say boy, like, share, comment, subscribe. Jesus Christ, man. All right, what you say about the Easter now?
I'm going to ask you about Easter. What do you do? Can you not eat fish?
No.
So what is your, like, because normally Easter is like fried fish, sprat.
Easter is bun and cheese.
So you just bun and cheese it for the weekend?
So yeah, like is there a problem with?
I mean, nothing wrong with it, but I feel like normally there's a lot of fried fish.
More why me even like, first of all, I feel like it disrespectful too. Because why you tell me say one time of the year alone me feed bun and cheese?
I don't
why the bun them like that not their own all the time?
Okay, what is the difference between spice bun and Easter bun?
A big difference, you know.
What's the difference?
Me no know, but it bun start taste different in a from like you see end March to like end April bun just have a different it's taste. Like it, you don't realize?
It's like it fresher. It's like it.
Brother, the bun
like it just bake.
You know the part of the bun. Let me tell you. I like the front. I like the first slice and the last slice.
Okay. So I always feel like bun has the it get the opposite credit that like bread get.
Yeah.
You know people don't like bread back. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
But me mash up a bun back. Yo. You see a bun back. Me don't like bread back.
What bun back is.
But bun back, yo, you know, me never actually look like that. Me feel like you just create a light bulb or something.
Is that bun get treated completely different? Like
probably true bun hat. Nobody know I have nothing to do with that. You ever get cheated on before?
Not that I know of. Thank God.
Thank God, sir.
Not that I know of.
Because even the one in where you ever have an agreement with a girl yet, like, hey, we're friends.
Like we're friends,
and then she go.
So that has happened.
I feel like I was gonna die,
brother. You ever feel just like a sink?
I have to hold it up.
Yeah, man. You can't even go on like anything.
Can't even can you say no?
Is it me? And you can't even. You can't even act different now.
No, you is it me? It's even. No, you're a girl.
Yeah. Like, yo, what, bro? Did you agree to that? You say
we're supposed to just. This is where a friend, you know.
Is it me? And then. You go somewhere and see her with somebody and it's like,
I feel like, yo. And then when I'm licking with the, we're not supposed to be friends.
Yeah, you're here with somebody else. What do you mean?
What do you mean? I thought you said you never wanted a relationship.
Yeah, me never know say you's a wicked girl.
I know, say like, you walk around and cut out people's heart. You know, me never know, like, yeah, take people's soul.
Hurtful. That because I did agree to it means, say, you go out and really exercise them options.
Only me for exercise it.
Yeah.
But when you exercise it, no.
No,
you move like a trainer.
Yeah, like, what is your problem?
When do you work at LA Fitness or something?
Yo, it hurtful.
Madness. But we can go back to the regular bun, actual bun where we eat.
All right. So, have you ever toasted bun and cheese?
Crooks. What could I, like, all right. What What happening in your life?
Brother.
So you say, yo, me I got just toast bun and
brother,
cheese.
Let me tell you something, man. I know it sounds crazy. I know this is like big activity. Right?
This is definitely big activity.
Big activity for sure. But brother, if you ever make a bun and cheese, grilled cheese, life changing.
Me not go grill a bun and cheese.
Bro, the grilled bun and cheese, it's like the bun kind of soft and it warm.
So why did
and the cheese melty.
Me microwave the bun.
That's good too.
That's it.
No, okay, so that's good. But the grilled cheese, take it a little
no,
further,
bro.
No, but you're
doing it like a steak. like you want to see lying through the bun and cheese.
Yo, a bun and cheese in the panini press. Crazy still.
No, I feel like it's too much.
It's a lot.
I feel like it's too much.
It's a lot. It's not, well, I see people talk about bun and fry fish and to
yeah,
me that's...
Bun and patty.
I feel like bun and patty extreme, dog.
Carb for days.
Yeah, it's like...
it's a lot of carbs.
Something about it... No. Something about it just can't...
Just trust me. If you...
I've tried it.
Bun with the patty in a...
I've tried it.
It's just very carb heavy.
It's carb heavy.
Imagine cross. Yeah, eat cross and bread.
And bread. With like a smidge.
With a little bit of beef. Yeah, man.
I don't know. It's like...
when they're done, your belly tough.
Something about it, like my brain just can't... Like, I've tried it, and I know it's good. I know there's people out there that live by it and say, yeah, man, brother, the bun and patty, crazy dog. But it's like, something about it.
There's only...
identify bun with bun and cheese.
There's only two meals in the world where me have an issue with. Like, me have a genuine problem with.
No.
You see, bun and cake. All right.
Bun and cake?
No. These are the two separate meals.
Okay.
My issue with bun and cake is, so when me, so me get one bun, me need four slices. from the get-go.
Immediately.
The minimum. And me don't count the first.
The first one.
The bun front.
So that's a whole separate.
The bun front is crazy.
The bun front is insane.
You eat the bun front?
I mean, bun front or bun backwards?
Yeah, man, yo. Yeah, me's a bun front eater. Yeah. Me eat bun front. Lord. Yo, man, big man thing. Regular meat bun front.
Yo, comments. Let me know if you also eat bun front.
Yeah, comments. Am I the only bun front eater? You know what I mean, eh?
Yo, that song.
Yeah, man. Like, it's like thinking about it now. Yeah, man. Bun front, actually. Bun front are the best front for eat. I've never tried no other kind of front, but
that have been the best one.
Me try bun front already, I me like it. I me like put the bun front and the back together. I eat it too.
I'd use that as that's the top tier. That's almost like you get the individual spice bun,
brother. That I like. You find the Charizard.
Yeah, man. Facts.
Yeah, man.
Facts.
The ultimate.
Lord.
But I have to eat four slices of bun. And then when we eat the four slices, me normally determine whether I want to go back for another six.
And just
so normally my one bun for me.
That done same time.
No, man. So half.
Okay. So it depends on how you feel after the first half.
Yeah.
I might just clap the rest of it.
Mm-hmm. So the reason why I like bun, but I make sure I don't always have it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, say for instance, I'm not worried about my health, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, all me I think about, me I slap it the same way, you know.
Yeah.
John, no, this a whole heap of sugar, you know. Enough you have to this.
Whole heap of sugar and enough carbs.
I mash all light.
And then... workout, burn off.
And then I have to go back and work out. Same thing with cake.
Yeah.
Brother, what day of my birthday?
Mm.
Girl buy me a cake, brother.
Jaja.
My vex. Me I say, yo, Bridging, will you buy me cake for Bridging? Me tell him I want a cake, Bridging. Why you buy me cake? The moment I know what they are doing now. Why you buy me cake?
You know some of no self-control.
You know me I gotta finish all of the cake right. Today.
Why would you do that?
Today. Me I gotta finish all of the cake today.
Them say you can't have your cake and eat it, but
I only eat bun front. Me prefer me only eat bun front.
Cake and bun front.
Yo.
Yo, that's serious.
Yeah, so I always make sure so me stay far from them things. So like Easter.
Yeah.
Where did the egg thing come from though with Easter?
I don't know, you know. Them say some ancient mossy Egyptian something with me don't know where the rabbit dropped. Me don't know how a rabbit will lay egg and the
so chocolate. Rabbit don't lay egg?
No. Rabbits
don't,
are.
Don't do this to me right now.
Rabbits don't, are.
You're not going to do this to me right now. Comments. No, me is not the only person here that never know that. Comments, please. Rabbits don't lay eggs?
Rabbits do not
do
lay
not
eggs.
Do not tell me that.
Rabbits don't lay eggs.
Do not tell me that,
it's
brother.
There's two kinds of things lay eggs. Either birds or lizards.
So why?
Fish too, but
so why
different.
Is the rabbits laying eggs?
Some comments maybe I can make, you know. It's some ancient story where somehow get translated all the way down to becoming a rabbit that lays and delivers eggs as a
brother, me can't believe,
time of greeting. No.
Me can't believe you there, sir, Tim, right now. So rabbit no lay egg, brother.
No, they're rabbits are closer to like mice. They're like more rodent-y. They're like, I believe rabbits are mammals, if I'm not mistaken.
Only thing we know about rabbit,
yeah,
is when like my granny would have said, hey boy, don't be like your cousin, you know. Cause all in do a sex every day like him a rabbit. This is all in do.
So, you know what's crazy?
Brood up like rabbit.
That's what makes rabbits good to farm. For like, if you're trying to like run a self-sustaining farm, rabbits are one of like the best. Rabbits and chickens.
Yeah, I end up with too much rabbit though.
I mean, if you plan to eat the rabbits, then how is that?
Brother, too people much? Not eat rabbit like what you think, my youth.
Bro, I think people eat rabbit more than you think people eat rabbits.
That's a problem.
Yeah, I mean, not necessarily. Yeah, people eat rabbit. Bro, people make rabbits. You know what? You used to watch a cartoon, them.
Yeah,
remember Elmer Fudd was trying to make rabbit stew out of Bugs Bunny, you know? That's the whole purpose of hunting Bugs Bunny.
Yeah.
Him that trying to make rabbit. He was trying to cook rabbit.
No, me there, I said him could...
Yeah, he was trying to make rabbit stew.
Guy couldn't get no egg. Couldn't get no rabbit egg.
Yeah, he was trying to make rabbit stew. You know what I mean? Every time, trying to make some rabbit stew.
I think rabbit is probably a southern thing then.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Them still eat rabbit very frequently in the south.
Easter yeah. Foreign different still.
Yeah.
Easter, man, honestly, if him never tell me, say, today is Easter, I wouldn't even know.
I look and everybody I talk about, yo, you know, say Good Friday, you know, so we have to make some fried fish. It almost illegal for eat meat. And I was like, oh, dang, today a Good Friday. Oh, man, it's too late. I already make my fried chicken, so.
What me eat for dinner yesterday? Me eat, I probably eat like 7 slices of bun
and cheese?
No, just bun.
Just
banana,
bun.
Banana cheese.
Okay.
I'm not going to buy none.
So you just went... Raw dog and bun is crazy.
Bun and butter.
Oh, bun and butter.
Bun and butter or bun front.
Bun front, I need nothing.
More somebody try bun me out. Yeah, I put butter on the bun front and... Yeah.
Yo, I feel like this is going to get clipped so many times. Yo,
me not going to stop. Yeah, man, just, you know.
Put a little butter on the bun front. And
put a little butter on the bun front.
That, man.
Brother.
So what are your Easter plans like? What are you
What me do?
Yeah.
Brother,
or your Easter ritual.
My Easter ritual is live.
Yeah.
Because to me, Easter is like a bad luck time, dad. There's something bad happen upon Easter every time.
Yeah?
Yeah. When we live in Jamaica, we used to have like Ochi weekend. It was a long weekend. Beer people normally crash and dead.
True.
And,
Very true.
I'm just a hope seminar and a body where crash and dead and them thing that because
very true.
I just the most common thing. Every Easter, but yo, people, me just a hope, you know, watch out, you know, look out for yourself and all of my bridging them everywhere, yeah. Jamaica, anywhere.
Yeah, want to be safe on the road,
yeah,
please,
because me know I hear nobody crash and dead this Easter.
It's always them long, like the beach trip them and
every time.
Yeah, every time, every time. Yeah,
me
man.
Me not like see it. It's either, especially on all the Ochi Highway at Jamaica.
Yeah.
Yeah, we see like one car catch up.
Yeah, full somebody up, always turn over
full up in a Z.
Yeah.
A Ochi Highway.
It's always like, usually by about Tuesday, you see one video I talk about.
I said, John,
yeah, this is what happened.
Such and such drop out. I mean, I said, John.
Mm-hmm. You see some random video with somebody. I walk up beside one bush. I said, John, oh, look how that car, they mash up.
I walk going in one corner. So, yo, don't look out, watch out for the say, but the party them during that weekend, they're nice.
Yeah.
But really, I'm trying to dog for Easter.
And I'm going to be a fish fry on them thing they go on.
You ever go on fish fry?
If me ever go on fish fry?
Yeah.
No.
So me just a check. Chase a beer that go on.
Yeah, no, normally fish fry time, man.
Probably true me is not a fish man still.
Yeah.
Me not really like fish like that.
Yeah, true. So that's why I'm ask because normally a beer fry fish go on Easter.
Bro, you know what me learn? No. I'm a fish him.
No.
I can jerk chicken in the air fryer.
Bro, yes.
Brother,
yes,
it cook better than pan stove.
Yeah, absolutely, bro. All right, the air fryer is like the crux of appliances. It's like once you get it, there's no.
You might not see back your stove, you
know? None at all. Like the only brother, if I could have cooked rice in my air fryer.
All right. But you have a rice cooker.
I have a rice cooker, yes.
Me learn how to use rice cooker last year and dishwasher year before last.
All right. So let me ask you something about the rice cooker now.
And air fryer this year.
Jamaicans are very anti-rice cooker.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel now that
all right,
you've turned it?
They got me. I am officially now
Team Rice Cooker.
Not rice and peas though.
I've made rice and peas in the rice cooker.
I don't know how. I'm going to think about it.
Yeah, I've done it before and it shot.
But you have to boil, but how you boil the water and then get the color and everything there?
So normally what I do is I start with, I deal with it the same way I treat it like a pot on the stove. So I start with the peas and just make it bubble out, you know.
In the
rice cooker.
Can you bubble water in the rice cooker?
Yeah. Right?
I've never seen that before. You probably can though.
You can. You absolutely can. So that I just put the peas in there, and when I see the, you know, the water start boil out of the peas, I add the rice, and you know, I deal with it just like rice and peas, and then coconut milk and rate it.
I try that.
But the only thing, you ratio them after
on point
because you can't turn up the heat and hope that the water dry out faster.
Can I not make a rice pasta?
Porridge immediately.
Rice porridge.
You want some, you get some risotto, you know? It's crazy. Creamy rice and peas.
So today, I really do nothing today still for Easter. But could I feel a difference though? Because yesterday morning, I wake up and one guy at the bank.
Mm.
And then I tell me, say, oh, no, wait, what kind of bank you talk about? What do you mean bank lock? I say, which holiday? Too much holiday now. Every minute is a holiday. Brother, remember when we was a little picnic? We pray to God for holiday. Our holiday does not come.
I know, full of holiday now.
I know every but me too is something, is a special occasion.
I feel like America have more holiday than anywhere else on the planet though. I feel like America full of holiday.
America,
bro.
But America holiday is different. America holiday is like, you see, today, this is the day we get drunk. This is the day.
Almost every holiday is get drunk.
Get drunk.
You see, it's either get drunk, them have two kind of holidays in America. Either get drunk or food.
Family.
Or a combination.
So it's like, is it a family or get drunk?
Yeah.
Where the most important holiday in America, when we turn around love and can't believe it, is Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving is a vibe.
I love Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving is a vibe. It's very like, Thanksgiving feel like pre-Christmas. You know what I mean? It have a pre-Christmas vibe, and then everybody just wah link and wah well, hang out.
That is when me realize, say, yeah, I live here. Yeah. I'm like, yes.
When you're looking forward to Thanksgiving, like, you have to go mac and cheese.
Yeah,
and
I live. Like, yeah, you live in America.
Yeah, man, some mac and cheese, some collard greens. Once I started to ask who making collard greens, and collard I was greens. Here too long.
Once me hear about collard greens, me I said, all right, me in America.
Yeah, this fully.
When me excited for smell the cornbread,
yep.
Me I say, yo, mm-hmm. You're American.
Mm-hmm. The only thing I don't like about Thanksgiving is I feel like every year, Jamaicans get attacked for mac and cheese.
All right. Make I just elephant in the room.
All right.
You see, we don't have it.
We just don't.
Living abroad now,
yeah.
I really think Jamaicans, we are the worst macaroni and cheese makers of all
time.
For sure. Yeah, but feel like we not get that.
It. All right. You know what I think it is? We use the same like...
method.
We use the same like rice concept. Because we like shelly rice.
Yeah.
You see me? So it's like the mac and cheese kind of shelly too. Brother, you see me? Like brother, the mac and cheese brother, dry.
So my time, our mac and cheese tough like a full plaque.
Yeah. Like you need a knife.
Yeah. We not cut out for macaroni and cheese.
I think Jamaicans abroad should just leave mac and cheese alone.
Yeah,
and I don't know why we even ever started.
No, doing we that. Leave macaroni and our thing.
Yeah.
And our thing. I will agree with it. Because you know why? Because them look for mac and cheese as well, a full meal. As a Jamaican, macaroni and cheese are like topping, you know, like vegetable, you know, like you give a little
true.
You know when they get the box food?
Yeah.
You get the box food and just throw the little macaroni and cheese on the top and say, what that?
Yeah, man, you're good. You see me? I mean, Jamaica, them give you macaroni and mayonnaise and...
macaroni and mayonnaise. Yeah, that's our thing.
Yeah.
We're terrible with macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, I don't know why I don't even know why our restaurants up here sell it, you know. I don't know who...
I used to make macaroni and cheese wally by Jamaica, though.
Yeah. So...
Two craft box.
All right. So, I was going to say...
One is not.
The issue... One is never enough.
One is not enough.
I think the issue is that in the Jamaican perspective, Kraft mac and cheese is like the best mac and cheese, right? I don't think none of us want to address that.
I don't think people at Jamaica don't even realize that Kraft is probably the worst.
It's the worst one, but it's the only mac and cheese we know.
You see that cardboard box macaroni and cheese there, brother? Yo, you know, people look upon me weird because I'm a man, you know. When we used to buy macaroni and cheese,
mm-hmm.
Walking in the supermarket, me take up about six of them then.
Yeah, man.
Am I the only one that shop in threes?
Oh, like you get everything, three of them?
I buy three of everything when me a shop. Three bread, three of egg, three juice.
Oh, so you just make one big shop and...
Yeah.
Okay.
2 weeks. Okay. Nice little 2 week. 2 week worth of food.
Three bread last year, 2 weeks?
Bro. Yeah. Me tell you.
Yeah.
Me only eat four bread at a time. Four.
Do you cut the slices yourself? No. You must buy sliced bread, right?
you look super concerned.
I was like, just clarify.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Buy sliced bread, but we need four bread
at a time.
Four bread, four egg.
Okay.
Four bread, four egg. So just
okay.
It's 12 egg coming at the box. So just basically.
Yeah. So you do this every other day.
No, four. No, four bread. So, all right, my daily routine, I wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
Four egg, four bread. Four egg, four bread. Four egg, four bread, and then I get one pear. Okay. Avocado.
Avocado.
I'm calling it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Four egg, four bread, one avocado, cup of tea.
Okay.
And then I just poop.
That's for sure. Yeah.
Sit down, relax. Yeah, I'm gonna do that every day. So one tray of egg is
so a dozen
4 to 5 days.
A dozen egg is 3 days.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what I'm saying. My groceries now last 2 weeks. And then like a sliced bread. Mm-hmm. Normally what? Like 12 slices, 24 slices?
Yeah.
Me no, me normally know say when me I take out bread, me just take out
you
four.
You just take out
four and lift out. So normally when me do that, me can do that like 3 times.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. Wow.
So me
every day? four egg, four bread?
Yeah. So what me normally do though? Mm-hmm. Eating 4 bread mm-hmm. for the in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm probably done with carbs for the rest of the day.
I was about to say that sounds like your full carb.
Yeah, me done with like, done with
like your carb allowance.
No, the rest of the day I just straight chicken.
Okay.
Chicken or vegetable okay. or steak.
So you know so when you have the dinner and them something, you know do rice?
Sometime. Yeah. Mm. Me have a confession.
What? Do you not like rice? are you anti-rice?
No, Iwa.
Oh.
Medium steak is not that bad. Yeah, me feel like
the comments are gonna cook you.
Me feel like me there too long.
The comments are gonna cook you.
Me can't believe I said this, but medium steak not bad enough.
When did you try a medium steak? How recently?
I don't think I tried. I don't feel like it was medium on purpose. I don't think it was medium.
Okay.
I just feel
like a medium well or something.
I feel like I cook it better.
Mm, okay.
No. So instead of like me making it steak till it, because I normally cook my steak till it black. Mm-hmm. That's how I know it done.
Right. Yeah. When it
rubber.
Yeah, man. When you're, yeah, man. Finish.
Rubber. But yeah, man. Up on the phone, I'm going to talk and me I make the steak and me have the butter and me I mix it. And me I say, no, man, this. But you me I talk on the phone.
Yeah.
I go in the bathroom,
yeah.
And normally, me I say, yo, steak, can't make steak stay upon the
stove.
Upon the stove too long. So in my mind, I think I have it on for long. So I just walk down to the kitchen, lock up the stove, put on the plate. But this specific time, when we get the knife, I normally like full blown, like digging for cut it.
So you made a perfect steak on accident.
By mistake. So,
that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to let it sit.
This is how I find out now.
Yeah.
So I stay, so me in a day, me in a me I eat now, light off everything. And I said, no man, but it's bad. When I turn on my light, I'm looking at my plate, I lost it. My plate was red. I said, what?
I can't believe it's not butter.
Bread, I'm a messy. I start messy.
Yeah, so, you're good. You never get no parasite, no poison.
I start check my skin color. I say, am I?
You feel like you?
White?
Bro. Now I'm on the...
I said, no, man.
If it's one thing...
We just going to recreate another one and...
try again. Them. Was it... So you're good with the medium steaks.
However, I cook the steak that time there,
yeah,
that is how me I cook steak moving forward.
All right.
Easy up on the jar corner.
Yeah. Yes.
Much
sure.
Easier upon normally when we don't eat steak, me would have tired.
Yeah, like the jar tense.
Yeah, we used to believe that like 2 steak normally full my belly.
Yeah.
No, 1 normally full my belly. Mm-hmm. But me I realize that when we cook it medium, me get space for 2 steak now.
So it wasn't that you're full, it's just that you're
tired.
Jar
work.
Define.
Jar corner, did that work? Man, I said, yo, all right then.
Yeah, man, serious.
No,
it's serious.
Smooth.
Like, is the one thing food wise that I give white people full credit for. You say red meat.
No, me nah give them, me nah try the full blown red meat
thing. No, man. But just as I said, they know what to do with red meat. Like me trust a white person opinion on steak. On like barbecuing, smoking, them kind of something there.
No, me still gonna try it. Me still gonna go look. Me not trust them with food.
No. I think the only thing that like the medium steak is like fantastic.
Honest to God, bro.
You ever had a smoked brisket, bro?
Brother, I don't even want them boiled water, gimme. Like, I don't trust them for boiled water.
All right. I think there's certain things. All right. This is going to sound absolutely crazy. Right? It's going to sound crazy. The raisins aren't that bad.
And what? And what? In a like the bun?
No, in the potato salad.
That looks disgusting.
It looks disgusting.
I think I've tried raisins in potato salad already.
It's not terrible.
Me get it at a restaurant or something like that.
I don't know who invented it.
Me slap it away.
Yeah, it's not terrible. It's white, but it's not terrible. And I feel like they get a bad rap for that. You know? They don't know how to do it with chicken yet. But
no, them. I feel like white people forget to realize that you cannot not cook chicken.
So the issue is that them treat chicken like how them like treat steak meat. And red meat.
And you can't eat chicken like that.
So then we do a medium.
Don't come give me a medium rare chicken
with salt and black pepper and be like, yeah man, I eat that. Well, you know what I mean? A spritz of black pepper, a paprika.
When I look at chicken white,
yeah man, fully
white.
You know what I mean? Like, oh yeah, we did it. Yeah, it's at an internal 125, right? It's like, no, I don't want that.
No, that I never want me to ask at all.
That's salmonella. That's full on. This is salmonella for sure.
You see for me? Sure.
But a medium steak, like a salt, like a black pepper, and you're good to go.
And you're good.
You see me?
So I'll know we have Easter, mm-hmm. and then because may I start my show them next month. Next week, may I go Poughkeepsie, Detroit, Nashville, Plano, Phoenix, Arizona. Richmond.
Virginia and places.
Yeah, me have a couple show. Me year feel like it really just started.
Like it just, yeah.
For real.
Yeah. All of this has been preparing.
All of this shifting around the place. Yeah. For real. But the podcast now passed though.
Yeah. Do you have any, what would you say is like an irrational fear that you have that people might not? Like, for example, I have an irrational fear of, like, ceiling fans.
So it might drop?
Yeah. I'm terrified of a ceiling fan in my bedroom because I always feel like there's a chance I'm going to wake up chopped by a ceiling fan.
Yo, you know what my mad fear? What? Wait, sound crazy to me?
What?
All right. I would not want... You know, when you wear pants... Mm-hmm. I would not want to like bend over and my butt crack exposed in a pants. That's a fear of mine. Like even if my pants all the way up to my waist,
yeah,
I just feel like my body is short.
Like I'm adjusting your shirt. Like,
yeah, cause me just my always me no that is a crazy fear of mine.
Yeah,
cause me not look for see that. All right, me not. Come know there will be a one man.
Somebody
will
say, look at like, oh, yo,
so I that mean, you look for.
Yeah, careful, no. You know, dog.
But as I say, I don't want ever, I feel like that happened to me. Like, whoa, what going behind me?
Yeah. No. You know, what do I call it? Plumber's crack.
I've never heard it like that before.
Yeah, that's an American term I've heard. It's apparently plumbers are notorious for that. You know, they go out, they fix the sink, and they go out of the sink, and it's just butt crack.
No, plumber. Can't work with that plumber. Not at all.
It's crazy.
So the whole bit. So Easter.
Yeah.
This is basically Jesus died.
Yeah.
On Good Friday.
Right. And
so,
then.
So they name it Good.
Because
the day he died is Good Friday.
That was Good Friday. And then
the day he rose from the dead.
It was Easter Sunday, which is them say it's the third day, but is that the third day? Would
Friday.
That be called Friday?
So, yeah, he rose on the third day. Yeah, it would have been rise him wake up Sunday.
Okay. So Friday would count as day one.
Yeah, day one of the dead.
Okay. And then he rose 3 days later. So why is not Good Sunday?
And Easter
Friday.
We can't question the word of the Lord.
True.
Don't question the word of the Lord.
True.
I remember now me being younger, mm-hmm. like I take part in a beer things at church.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Beer things.
Yeah, beer things
some
are going
people
church
are dress
right
up
now.
Like Jesus. One man I play Jesus. One man I play Joseph.
Yeah.
About Joseph, one man I play Judas.
Yep. All the plays, all the community plays start happening right now.
Yeah, them when we did younger, and me, I look back on it right now, mm-hmm. actually upset.
Yeah.
So them used to always make me play, just guess.
What, you were always Judas?
No.
What?
I was always Barnabas. Wasn't Barnabas the thief, dog?
The thief, when them said, give it, take, you would rather take him than Jesus.
Barnabas. Them always make me, every year, me play Barnabas.
That crazy.
That crazy. So the man I look, I say, you lick a thief.
You, yeah.
Yeah, you don't lick a thief.
We believe that.
So from Barnabas.
I mean, isn't it crazy, like, historically? How this, all right. Think about the fact that them did try to beg it out for Jesus. And the people. These are the people, you know. These are the people. This is not court. This is people.
The people.
The people say, we rather take Barnabas than... we rather free Barnabas than Jesus.
Me could never Barnabas.
Yeah. What Jesus do? Why were they really so mad at Jesus, bro?
Basically, any man with too influential, brother, remember that. Look at it this way. Society have mm-hmm. shown us anybody we're remotely close to leading any farmer, like revolt or population or whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever power, yeah. Get out that.
Immediately.
That have to go.
Immediately. Because now you're a challenge.
We, in every single aspect of life, once there is one man will rise up,
yeah,
you got to go.
Got to.
Because you see, normally once you don't take them out,
they might take over.
They normally take over.
But it's also like, it's weird, right? Because like when you have that level of power, it's like, if you want to survive, it's like you have to turn evil to protect yourself. True. In a way. You know what I mean? Can you imagine if Jesus did push madness, bro?
No, if me was Jesus, you know. May I tell you from now, if me was Jesus, you know that. Yo, may I say, touch me, I'm going to show you where I go.
Let's see what I go on.
You want this?
All right.
May I show you something?
No, more, no, no, man. Put the crown on me. Put the crown on me.
Brother,
put the crown on. No, man. Put the crown on me. And say what I go on. When you done lightning and thunder,
look on him and say so.
Yeah, man. Down.
Mister, touch it. Da.
Dead.
Dead. I said, all right. Hey, if Jesus is Jamaica, you know what Jesus would have said?
Oh.
Hey, pussy, you know my father?
You know who my father is.
You know who my father is?
You know you're ramp with. You don't even know who you're ramp with right now, you know? That you don't understand, you know?
All right. Now show you something.
Sure. Don't move. All right, I'll show you what I go on. Show you what I go on. Yeah, man. Wait till Sunday. Wait circle till Sunday. Back and show you something.
You know me, I listen to... me, I picture that my father song. Why now it sound like... Like Jesus soft.
Wait, which one?
So tell the boy Judas, him can't sell me out like Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Wait, when my gun rise him? What
when my
say?
Gun rise him, what?
Wait, hold on.
Hey, I'm sure the God wasn't saying.
There's an explanation for that part.
The gun turn him off.
Wait, hold on. Was it wept or wet?
Dang, we have to go look up lyrics now, bro.
That's all right. Manure is supposed to be a wise segment.
Yeah.
This was not intentional.
Let's see.
When my gun rides, him wept. If he's wept.
This is Gunzo, right?
Yeah.
Check them out, son.
From your mother. Ooh, All right, fine.
All right.
When my gun rise, him wept. Please tell me.
Me and me gonna step on boy like crip. Jesus and the valley of death.
Bun boy bun like cigarette.
So tell the boy Judas, them can't sell me out like Jesus Christ from Nazareth. When my gun run them wet.
When my gun run?
Yeah, that is upon what is genius.
It used to be when my gun rise. I've never heard when my gun run.
That it, sir. When them my gun wet? Run them wet.
So it's wet. So no matter what,
yeah,
I'm wet.
Yeah, I wet.
Damn.
Like a fool just go on and frit. Yeah. Yeah. When my gun run them wet. I mean, so.
What do you mean by that?
So at that time, that's what them used to say.
Yeah, man, when you get shot.
When you get shot, you wet him up.
Yo! 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 I wet me wet up them boy then.
Wet up them boy then. That's crazy. Yo, it's so wild how, like, your perception of things can change with the time.
With just whatever trend is taking place right now.
When my gun rise them wet, you can't.
When my gun rise him wet.
Yeah, wet up boy now. What kind of argument is that?
Wet him up.
Wet him up. Yo, my son just pull up and wet up him boy, you say, man. What?
Whoa.
Yo, dog, I said, yo, when I done wet him, you say, man. Excuse me? Damn, man.
Oh, Lord.
Jaja. But yeah.
Christmas. In about Christmas. So Easter. After Easter, we're going to have like a little, no holiday.
Easter, I feel like Easter just normally is the sign for no say, yeah, man, summer. It's summertime.
Yeah.
No, I feel like after Easter, it's just.
But we're still in that spring. When spring not finished till June?
Yeah, but I just feel like everything after Easter is summertime.
Yeah, I feel like after.
So to me, summer is between Easter and Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Yeah,
after
it.
Thanksgiving,
they yeah, feel no, like we're in the winter and autumn and them thing there.
Yeah, because, all right, just like with school, mm-hmm. normally Easter holiday in a school used to be like a week and a half.
Yeah.
And it used to say, all right, now we are going in like the last part of school.
Yeah.
And then, the last part of school would have been April, May.
Yeah. And then June, and you kind of.
Yeah, June by kinda, June 17th, 18th, normal. That's when like school would get holiday, we're gone yeah. in the summer.
By the time June starts, it's like school barely a keep.
Yeah, going to school in June in a Jamaica was like no use.
Yeah, man. It's like, no, you're just dead.
No, we are prepared for exam.
Yeah. Yeah, prepare for exam and I hang out.
Just a par now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And exam time is weirdly my favorite time in school.
I really do nothing.
You know, I do nothing.
Yes, you have to come the test.
A one test today. Like, one back. All right, you have that test. You're at 3 o'clock or, you know, 12 o'clock. You go. You do the test. The test is an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Gone.
I'm used to go KC. That's all. But all right, now it did sound weird.
Mm-hmm.
Honest to God,
mm-hmm.
I'm used to go KC.
Mm-hmm.
After champs, school done.
It's over. Don't know why you're not.
Yo, big man thing. When we go KC after champs, pack it up.
Yeah, man.
Pack, literally. But after March 30, 31st,
yeah.
April 1st, April 2nd, yeah. School holiday.
It's over. Done. You're just showing up to hang out.
Yeah, as a tracks man,
yeah.
School done.
Oh, yeah. Facts. Yeah, school what else done. Do I have to do?
What else do I have to do?
Yeah, I mean, you done pass already anyway. Essentially. No. Yo, in sports day, you're good.
What Casey will not do
mm-hmm.
is pass you. Let me tell you something with Casey.
Yeah, I feel I pass already, I feel like, for even being at tracks. Like, aren't they, like, very...
Yeah, but, all right, but so... in my time, you used to have a grid.
Mm-hmm.
You did have to make for can participate at champs.
Mm.
Or for participate in a track and field.
Yeah.
The grid was ridiculous. I thought.
Yeah.
But I've been in a situation where yeah. I never got those.
Yeah.
But the grade is, and I am ashamed to say,
mm-hmm.
the grade is you needed to get 4 subjects
mm-hmm.
over the amount, over the average of 45.
That's
4. That's, not, so say you're doing 16.
Yeah.
You need to average 45 over 4.
So you can and when pick, going,
you say
so pretty much you can pick your 4 highest.
And if as long as you have 4 things over 45. So even if you're in a say you do 7 subject now or 8 subject,
yeah.
That mean you need to get 45 over the 8 subject, you know. That just means you need to get 45
over 4 of them.
One time you can do 4 tests. Just average 45.
Wow.
Very dunce.
They're like, yo, you're not that fool. You know what I mean?
It's very dunce. It's very dunce. And I can tell you from now, nigga. There are days when there are times.
When you did not met those 4.
We never got that shit. There are times when I was like, yo.
Like, John, no, dog, I'm going to fire the tree right now. You know,
time, Mr. Leifer, that's Elliot. Come here. Elliot, come here. What are you doing? Where do I school? Come, have a serious conversation with me. 17? Who you get 17? You know how 17% hard forget?
That's a talent in itself.
Forget 17%.
That mean you try, you know.
17% that would mean I like 9th grade.
Yeah.
What mean I like 9th grade? Me remember repeating 9th grade and thinking my brighter than everybody.
Because you did all of this last year.
Mm-hmm. And still failed.
Judge.
All the way, failed fully.
Everything.
Like me never even repeat. Like I'm me see everything.
Yeah.
Everything me see for the first time. Everything. And the first me ever see this in my life.
You just spent a whole year doing all of this.
And me have to do it again.
Like, quadratic equation. What is?
That sound familiar where you say a while ago? That sound like me supposed to know what you mean. I am supposed to know what yes. You just said.
Algebra. This is algebra. You know the, all right.
Algebra again. That's like when you, the number with the letter them.
Yes. Yes.
Algebra, number, yes. Letter. Let me tell you. All right, watch out. Me still remember this. Y equal X minus square.
All right. That would be a, I don't know what it is, but
it's an algebra equation.
Yeah, but that would be an algebra equation.
Pi is equal to 1 over something.
Pi is 3.14.
3.1, yeah.
Or 3.13333.
Yeah, but there is the number equation for pi.
I don't remember.
The 3.14 is something different.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
But it depends on how the equation stays. Oh, whether you have a letter out. Equation or a...
Yeah.
I was terrible at that shit.
I don't remember what is the formula for pi again? I don't remember. Comments.
Comments. Comments. We're over here dunce right now. Like, dunce. Crazy dunce.
I believe pi, you use pi to find the radius of a circle or something like
that.
Yeah. But remember.
Yeah, pi is supposed to find the radius of a circle.
Yeah. But
the diameter is half of the circle.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. And
or is that the radius is...
The radius is the whole
of the
circle.
Whole of the circle.
360 degrees.
Yes.
The diameter is half, which is 180.
Right.
A right angle is 90 degrees.
Yes. Yes.
All right.
Larger than a right angle is obtuse.
All right. Then we start going an obtuse angle.
Yeah.
And obtuse angle, right angle. And the one and then we go...
Acute angle. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So, all right. I'm sure you how stupid I was. I remember... studying,
mm-hmm.
When I was doing CXE,
yeah,
math, the first math question was always a fraction question.
Always.
And brother.
Every time.
May I say, yeah, man, you see, the fraction question, when I go get right now, it's go easy. May I expect to see something like 7 over 10 divided by 12 over 13?
No, man, them fling two letters in that and mash up. That, yeah.
So the whole of CXC, me I say, all right, by me go in, at this me I go see.
Mm.
Brother, you see when me look pon the first question, and me see algebra.
Brother.
Me, it show me off the whole test.
So quadratic.
Quadratic equations.
Quadratic equations is where I fully was like, yeah, this is enough maths for me. Like, I'm going to feel like me need for know this. Necessarily.
Maths actually make no sense enough.
It makes sense up to a point. I'm gonna feel like once it got to quadratic equations is when it never makes sense for me. Quadratic is when you go. Quadratic is when like them start ask question like, yo, if that's how them always start.
Mm.
If x squared plus 5
equals
7.
Oh, bro. And then you would have... And then seven. The one answer would have been 2 pages.
Yeah.
Oh, remember that?
Yeah, man.
Bro.
And I'm saying, if that equal that, but 7x plus minus 2y equal 15.
Find you know, X. All, brother, you know, all maths teacher is just critical thinking.
Yeah, literally.
Brother, I remember being so dunce. Mm-hmm. Mr. Prince, big up yourself. Mm-hmm. Mr. Prince literally say, Mr. Prince say, all right, Dale, come in. Elliot, come here. So we understand how this work, Elliot. So you don't have the capacity. So yeah. Here we are going to do this. We need to come up with our science and how we need to get you a tree in our maths. Okay. Because at the best, you can do.
You can hope for.
I don't think you can get a tree. But here we are. This is how we are going to work it out. Mm-hmm. All we mark is we mark for effort. So try answer everything. Say, yo, man said,
but I said, just try, please.
Man said, we are going to mark for effort. So you see, the maths paper, I got have 1 to 8 questions. And you have to answer 8. I got 12 questions, you have to answer 8. Mm-hmm. We are going to work by you trying to answer them for you, immaculate.
Yeah.
And then you see the next.
Just try.
Just do some things.
Yeah. Cause if you have the, that's the one thing I did like about maths, where it's like, if you know how to do it, but you get it wrong.
You get it wrong. You see, you see all of the formula them right. Yep. You see, if you remember the formulas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because once you put the formula, it asks you something about pi. Mm-hmm. You see, once you put that pi, yx equal 3, something like that, something, whatever the hell that was.
Yeah.
You would like get a mark for that.
Yeah. Yeah. Just, all right, him understand that part there. And then him can watch and go, okay, right here, so is where it mess up. Okay, so me give him a 5 all out right. of 5 out of 12 for that
so
one.
So he deliberately told me that, yo, your brain, mm-hmm. you will never get this. So just study the formulas. Mm-hmm. And just write random numbers, but have the formulas for everything you do.
Yeah.
So you know where I get. Yeah. And then just try to get some things right. Like, brother, I remember looking at my CXE maths paper and seeing an equation where, I think it was like question 8, where, you know, when them start put like a Z line, and then them start asking like, where, so, I mean, I say, well, if this are 90, right? Yeah, so,
yeah.
And there is no question up here, so, but this is this and this. They are the same perpendicular line, so this must measure the same thing as the, brother.
Yeah.
You say, buck up on that for the 60, people. I say, all right, then, bam, if that's a 90, this are 90. This are 67, all right. In order for me to get 67, I have to just go, so that minus that, bam.
Mm-hmm.
Feel like a brainiac. You say, I walk out, I'm going to ask my brethren, we're bright.
Yeah.
Me get everything wrong.
Just like, yo. Yo, so but they put the but they put the 90 to the 65 right there. So that right?
You know, me never like that about school though.
What?
Walking out of an exam,
feeling
and,
confident,
and like start. Me never used to talk to nobody about the exam because no, I mash up my meds now.
Fully,
because
fully.
Me used to feel like CXE would have been my life.
Mm-hmm.
My life is over.
Real.
And when me walk out of that maths, then basically tell me say my life done.
Like yeah, use a. Well, it's confirmed now, so you're an idiot.
No, you're coming to nothing.
Brother, that is why you used to mash me up with the exam, them where it's like, because certain, especially for like science exams, mm-hmm. I would be so confident on a particular thing. Like, oh, yeah, man, the water cyclone rate, and then, yeah, man, then. The cloud evaporate, the rain evaporate down.
Cumulonimbus cloud.
Cumulonimbus cloud and you see, the water evaporate down and then that name rain. I was like, dog, you have that entirely backwards, you know.
You get what? The water that
runs. Yeah, man, the water evaporate goes up and condensation falls.
Brother, I remember.
Jano.
Brother, I remember my virgin. I'm supposed to can't say it now because it's gone. So, me and the dog, I go Casey and I'm Bridging Rennis.
Yeah.
You ever see the video where go, what we eat for Christmas? And say, yo, we eat some satay ants and rabbit walrus. You know what I see that video? So I laid one of my closest friend that in a high school, you know.
Yeah.
You see that in the same class par every day. Mm. I remember when me and Rennis walk out an English exam. I think he did still pass it. But I'm sure it's a CXE weird. Me and Rennis walk out an English exam. And me and Rennis start explain how we do the English paper.
Mm-hmm.
And Rennis say, yeah, man, we do this for section A. And I will do this for section B. And C, section D, we do this for section C. So I say, yeah, wait, where for section D? Rennis say, section D.
Like, what? Which...
What do you mean, section D? I said, yeah.
On the other page?
I said, Mr. Renis, there's a section D.
John, dog, I lie at it.
Renis said, there's a section D.
That used to always mash me up with the examiner when there's like a whole other page where you never see.
We never even notice.
You just go, and there's, when you go, there's a whole 9 questions on the other side you're missing. And you're like, oh no.
Brother, yo, me remember doing one exam where me don't know when me get wrong.
I hate that.
No, that's... like, me never yet see, all right, me never ever feel like say me pass an exam and fail it. When me go on an exam, I'm gonna do it.
Yeah.
Is that I'm gonna get it right or I'm gonna get it wrong? But me never surprise myself before.
Okay.
Yeah. Me never, there has never been a time when me hear a grade, I'm gonna say, so much me get? Never. Okay. Or so little me get? Yeah. Never.
That's happened to me one time. It was like literature in like third form.
Like you sure think you did have it?
Bro, I thought I didn't have it. And I just like, me just wing it. I
you think scrub, I, you know, scribble some things.
Yeah, man.
So that's the beauty about doing courses in the arts.
Yeah, because you can, it's just passion.
That's why I did all right. That's why my degree is writing.
Yeah.
Just give me a pen and a paper and me can just ask me. Because my degree was like, oh, yo, Trump, Iran nuclear deal. How do you think, what can make the nuclear deal worse? How you pretend you are in the UN and you know, try to come up with proper solutions as to, you know, how to stop Iran new deal. But I said, all right, then mad. Just make up some things out of my brain.
Once you can follow the thought process all the way through there.
Brother.
Them good with it.
Once you know 2 treaty.
Yeah, man. You know 2 treaty and, you know, them just want to say, all right, you can argue a point.
Brother, critical thinking, which is why it's so weird that although me never understand maths. Maths is really just reasoning with numbers, you know.
It's literally reasoning with numbers.
You just have reason with some number.
Yeah.
And I know we throw off wally pa people that episode because they might right now the episode that just gone in some straight education. And we just like that more
that podcast. Vibes.
We just like say, no, we are talking about like maths.
Yeah, no, it's like, oh yo, the one I'm talking about algebra up on the
why them sound smart? Why them 2 youth that sound like them actually have sense?
Dog, it's no way this is the same man them without talk about cornmeal porridge, bro.
There's no way all reach from corned beef to algebra. But facts. Maths, me was more of an arts person.
Okay, was art like your favorite? Anything, what was your favorite subject?
History?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, any kind of history.
Yeah.
Me I go shell it.
I wasn't that big. I feel like no, I would love history. But at the time, I just didn't.
Brother, me did love history. Anything we have to do with slavery, World War I, World War II, Russian Revolution, Industrial Revolution, when slavery get abolished, Haitian Revolution, just put revolution in it.
And
make a right from now. Till next week.
Yo, I used to like all the like visual arts type stuff. So, you know, drawing. That's why I got into so interested in foods too. It was very, you know.
But now I'm realizing that what I was interested in is actually the worst.
It's
actually the worst thing to love. It's basically they're telling me
literary arts.
I have no skill.
Yeah. You just
I'm just good at a pen.
Yeah, you can
talk
and say things.
I can I am doing exactly what my degree. I think I am using my degree more than the average man. Because as an arts person, we can't do nothing with international relations.
What are you supposed to do? What?
Brother, I cannot tell you what that degree does.
Yeah.
I have it though.
Yeah.
But I can't like, I don't even know do like that? Them just tell me, say, oh, yeah, you can do certain. Me don't know what it can do. I mean, even I go, yo, Bridging, don't do it.
Say it would work at the UN or whatever.
No.
Do skillful things if possible.
Honestly, a degree make a trainable, so some of the time you can get any degree. Yeah. But if you are going to choose a degree, Majee, you girl are like, me don't want you feel no way because me do it.
Yeah. But the fine arts degree now go.
But majority of the time, like, You see, if you're over suicide, are you eh? And and yeah, do psychology, political science, international relations. No, I did it. I mean, I have the degree. And I know a lot of people that have the degree and they have good jobs.
Yeah.
But I don't, I cannot tell you if they are doing like exactly
what that
way that was. You know?
Like it's just like it, you feel like it's just a good thing to have now.
Like no. All right. Like I feel like I have a lot of knowledge about political things.
Yeah.
Our whole countries negotiate.
Yeah.
Because I did do international relations as a degree.
Yeah.
So it's like when people that talk about like the tariff and the...
Yeah,
and,
so it's like you understand...
Our waters. Because we did have to study like international law.
Yes.
When we understand like, all right, this country EEZ, different external economic zone. And all right, these are the country water. The ship here has sailed, but...
this many miles from the shore. And
this flag different. That country I come save two man dep on a ship, but the ship is one man come from America, one man come from England, but the ship is a vessel of Germany. If two of them murder each other,
is that the middle of nowhere
outside in
the
international
or...
waters, it's actually a Germany problem. Because it's a German ship has sailed the flag. So like for instance, whatever flagship of the vessel. Say, me and you out in Amigla nowhere outside of one country, easy.
Yeah.
In our international waters.
Yeah.
By technicality, if we broke laws out there, so, we can't really do nothing.
Oh, so it's just like, it's like a free for all in international
waters. Say, for instance, say me have drugs. If me have drugs and me out in a the international waters.
Yeah, just in the middle of the Pacific.
In the middle of the Pacific.
Yeah.
America can't come take my drugs and lock me up out there. Me have to in them waters.
Wow.
Unless my ship
is like an American ship.
Is an American, like an American flag, which is why when you watch certain, like, when you see like man outrun, like the man them in a, like the speedboat.
Yeah.
Them are trying, they're literally trying to get to international waters.
Okay. Can I used to always wonder that, you know? Like,
where are they running to?
Yeah, I'm like, bro, you're all on water. The boat,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but if you get far enough.
Yeah, them have to just stop chasing.
Yeah. Because now you're out of them zone.
But wouldn't that technically still be illegal because you committed it in the zone?
No. If I am out of the zone, I am no longer in the jurisdiction for you.
Yeah, but I already committed the crime in the zone. You get what I'm saying?
No, if me in possession of cocoa.
Yeah.
You don't know if me in possession of the cocoa.
Okay, so you escape before them can even verify that you are breaking a law.
Yes, but here what the trick is now.
What?
If me reach into the international zone.
Yeah.
And them in the international zone with me.
No, it's a whole other thing now.
No, them can't sink it.
And not
come out. You never hear about me or nothing.
So it's a risk to even do that.
Yeah, but that is why, like, you know, like the Houthis. You ever hear about the Houthis right now? We're like pirates.
And, yeah.
Yeah, this is actually why
Senegal, right?
It's just that whatever coast the way that shipping lane there.
Yeah, that's south.
That has been an issue.
Africa kind of
that shipping lane there has been an issue. Forever.
Yeah.
And that's why
they make that movie there for, right? Captain, I'm the captain now.
Me didn't even know about that.
You never watch a movie there? Captain Phillips, I think his name. The African guy, man. Tom Hanks. What's it? Look at me. I'm the captain now.
Oh,
take over the ship.
Didn't even know about that.
Yeah, man. Some Senegalese, man. And it was like real Senegalese people in the movie.
And them literally can take over shit and...
Yeah.
So like
it's crazy. That, them just pull up on a big ship with an egg, you know. Because it's like, yo, don't move.
And then just rob your ship.
Yeah.
And because you're out there, so
yeah, they can't do nothing about it.
You can't do nothing about it.
Damn.
International law, crazy still. Our whole countries communicate with each other.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. It's very intense.
Yeah. Like for instance, the say like America and China right now,
mm-hmm.
the Chinese president,
yeah,
him nah go, him wouldn't, yeah, disrespect him. If you're gonna negotiate with him,
mm-hmm.
you have to lead at your country.
Yeah, you can't just you can't. Be,
if you you see if you send a representative, the representative right. can't talk to me.
Yeah, have to talk to another representative.
I have to talk to somebody down to the level I would me think
that person is
exactly. So say for instance, Trump send like one like a third level man where can't do nothing for go negotiate.
Yeah, he can't send. China gonna be like, all right then,
watch your style, janitor. Go and go talk to them.
Yeah, it's like, oh yeah, this is my my consulary staff people.
Yeah, Jinping, all of them.
I mean, they've also been around for like centuries, millennia. I feel like
what the
China.
Yeah, every yeah them yeah, but them rule. I think the Jinping dynasty is probably like about 1950, I don't know. China didn't come up with, so China did have like a, I don't want to get it wrong, so people correct me.
Yeah.
China did have like a philosophy, like a 5-point plan.
Yeah.
For how them are going to take over the world. And them do this from like 1950s.
So the,
But everything did accelerate when them going to the World Trade Organization.
Oh, because now they've been manufacturing for so much.
Yeah. The world trade is kind of where start. So when the countries let in China in at the World Trade Organization.
Yeah. That's when everything kind of mash up.
It's kind of, it good and it bad.
Yeah.
Because it make the first world countries them focus upon other things.
Yeah.
And don't have to worry about the manufacturing side of things.
Yeah. Because so China have the labor.
Exactly. So it make America like, that is all rise of the internet. And because no man are focused on things outside of the hard work.
And,
no, exactly. But the thing is with the WTO, not everybody, like China business practices.
Yeah.
Like in America, you can make something that you can have a patent. And say, this is mine and nobody can use
nobody
it.
Nobody can use that.
Can't really do that in China. You make something and a man say, oh yeah, I'm like that, I'm going to build mine.
So that's why, so that's why with America, the branding is so important too, because China just will just knock off.
Them can just knock it off.
Them just knock, and there's no rule saying that they can't.
Yeah, because the government system over there different from over here. But America put themselves in a like a situation where you're not gonna ever know there might be no winners. In the situation we are going with America and China.
With the tariffs and thing right now.
Yeah, because it America need America need China.
Yeah. And China need America.
But China need America though.
Yeah.
Not because when we learn in a simple econ is consumer is king.
Yeah. I mean, and America is the largest consumer base for most other countries.
Yeah, but you are the thing. If consumer is king and majority of my exports with me I produce I go to one place and that one place say yo me nobody want buy them then more no
yeah.
You know what that do to feed them cyst. Imagine me did have a order of 1 million pair of Nike Air Force Ones. 1 million
yeah that need for go
$90 here. Air Force One was selling for $110, and then so me have the order. Them just no ship it. Me only have deposit.
I know you nobody want it.
No, the next morning we say, oh yeah, man, 145% tariff. That I know the import tax, you know.
Yeah,
145%. So yeah, tell me right now. Say where me did I sell now for? I figure more than double.
More than double.
And how we are going to share them import duties there? Who are going to take on the brunt of that? Is it the consumer? Is it the manufacturer? Who up on the side where them can take on the most? You see, the manufacturer can't lose no more.
Yeah, because they're already doing at the bare, you know what I mean?
When you produce things in bulk, you produce it for the cheapest.
Yeah.
So you actually make the least profit.
Yeah.
After everything.
Yeah, because you're just making as much as you can and shipping.
Exactly,
it
but you are pay so much people. You are feed. Imagine you have a factory and the factory have 5,000 people in it. And now after you make them 1 million shoes there, the price of the shoes them double, you can't sell the shoes them now. I have the whole of the factory them. So now, overnight,
everybody,
me sure, and nobody now for show me this on TV or whatever. If me a manufacture something and the price them triple, and me just, I'm going to create all of them goods here. And them not sell. Me have to sell them somewhere, right? Me have to sell them to the people them will live there. And if me have to sell it to the people them will live there, me can't go sell it for the $90 weight of silver.
So you have to give it to them for the...
No, it's like me, that's your shoes.
Now everybody have to go have a Nike car. Me can't,
exactly. Me can't sell it. And the thing is, I was already producing for sell to my people them already. And now you tell me, say, me I got to sell what me did I go send go to over you? There so to Uno as well. Now me as a consumer, me I pick, choose, or refuse. Me I say, oh no, me no want that one, I want that one day. And then you got to drop the price. So that's the way I take place at China with everything, because them largest consumer, it will come like, my name is Jamaica. I'm break it down in a chopper terms. Bam, you have a client.
Boom.
You book up on a client and you link the client every day. Every Friday, client send you $1,000 US.
Big skull.
Every Friday. The client send you $1,000 US so much that now you build up your house.
And you look forward to that $1,000. You know, so every Friday.
You guarantee for that from the client. And then one day, the client... You call the client, and you hear, oh, this is the federal agency, blah, blah, blah. Police, hang up quick. So now you can't link back that client there.
That burn off, that done.
The client, they done. So now you got to look for another client.
But guess still, you don't start building the house already.
Now, the man where I be, the mason, the carpenter, all them man there, now you pick them where I take care of, the people them out the road, done. And guess what now? Now that you lose the client, I have a whole heap of people like you where did have the client, now the whole hour now, together, everybody. Now I have no client, and I figure now try find another client. We didn't need a client there. We are going to pay you as much as that. Probably Europe. Now the whole hour now start call a banging line of Europe. Well, that's to the price of things, because now I'm desperate.
So now you leave now the $1,000 what you used to get. Now you try to see if you can get a five for kind of.
Now you try to get a five.
Try to get a
now you try to get a 200.
You know what I mean?
And it's so bad that the client say, me know you need the $1,000.
I don't need whatever you're calling me for.
Me need you for chat me too, you know? But me can last longer. Without giving you the money, me can last longer. But on the America side, America I lose a lot too. Now we as the consumer, inflation are kill we can't afford certain things.
Pay almost triple for the same thing where you did one before.
Exactly. Now the things where we couldn't afford more expensive.
Good. What's our can't afford them now?
So now you can't afford. We couldn't, but guess what? How you think a man look upon it? Well, we couldn't afford it anyway.
I already couldn't afford that.
It's like a double-edged sword. It's like, Jano, but wait. But we couldn't buy that back then at the first place.
It's like, when I talk about, yo, the Birkins want to get it over there, so now is. You see me? No, the Birkin going to cost triple car for importing.
But we couldn't buy the Birkin.
Yeah, so why me even not worry about...
So you know?
Why me even not worry about that?
You know? Just like phone. Like, do we really need the next iPhone?
I don't feel like we need one for the next... I feel like phones should be traded out every 5 years, maybe.
Or three.
But the...
Because I still have the 13.
Yeah. And it works perfectly fine.
Exactly. So it's like, it affect America crazy. And, you know, me doesn't tell anybody, I have to save money. And try investing a shit where it makes sense.
But even with that, I feel like right now it's like, I better you invest in.
No.
When you say things that make sense.
No, I better you save your money right now.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say. Even things that make sense is like, that have to be like you, like you're a personal.
Bear in mind, people, I am not an economist, mm-hmm. and what I am saying can be complete garbage.
Yeah, man, comments, let us know.
And there will be one man in the comment or a couple people where I said, Dale sounds stupid as hell.
Dale, you don't know nothing about macroeconomics, man.
Which is good.
You
don't
know nothing about macroeconomics and micro.
Which is why we're here and is why we can have the conversation. You know, so Unu we know, so you that know everything mm-hmm. can
since
share
you,
your
since
thoughts.
You got your degree and you know everything.
Since I know everything, you can come up with like your thesis.
Yeah.
But to me, if I always try to use like on the flip side of things.
Yeah.
Say bam. Know that the tariff them on.
Yeah. Aren't they off now? I think the
It look like a some yeah. negotiation thing look like it. The problem is,
though.
I'm not sure if it's going to work.
Yeah.
Shit don't look like it's going to work. People can't suffer for long.
But I think the trippy part is when you reverse situations like that, is like the effect still...
Linger.
You know what I mean?
That's why I'm glad to say, I can't only look upon it from the economic part of it, like, yeah. All right, what's supposed to happen? Mm-hmm. To me, it feel like madness.
Like, I'm trying to figure out what the intention was.
Like, I feel like the intention is for
just pressure.
For make China... I feel like America feel threatened by China.
Yeah.
And me feel like in how them feel, the mafia try like flex their muscle in our way.
Yeah, for make it look like, say, yo.
For make it look like, say, all right, then, yo, we are still the top dog, you know.
Like we will stop buying from you if, yeah, like, we'll like, run like, our thing into the ground if
needs
we need
be,
to.
We can stop.
Yeah.
Which I don't think America can. And I don't know why would I try some shit like this. This is crazy.
I think America is trying to show that they're crazy. Like, bro, we'll crash the company. Me crash this, you know. Like, dog, I don't think you understand, bro.
I think you know,
bro.
So me crash this.
Dog, I will crash this. What about your people? I don't care.
You didn't realize my people.
Dog, give me a good price or I will crush all of this. Me,
as a matter of fact, so you say, nah, so you're not giving me more money. All what's right. a style? Me don't want nothing then.
All right. Nobody can add nothing from China again. 200% increase by everything from China and everything from that side there.
Bro,
from now.
The craziest thing with me see is, and me look upon it like, yo, who is doing this? Mm-hmm. The man them say, we are gonna raise tariff by mm-hmm. every country.
Yeah.
And then every country turn idiot.
Yeah, everybody's like.
I was like, yo, hey. And then my name said, all right then, when we're ready to negotiate, all right, here we're gonna go on. We're gonna pause the raising and we're gonna only make it be 10%.
Yeah, 10% by everybody now.
But China never link with.
So
here we're gonna go on.
145%. 145% by China.
And then
for
you have,
everybody else.
And then no mere say like 245.
Intense.
Brother.
That's crazy.
If we live in America, and I can be honest, we are here this tariff thing.
Yeah.
Until we in our position, and until we there somewhere where we know if it affect we. Mm-hmm. Because we don't even know if it affect we yet.
The only thing me see is Aki price gone up. That's the only thing me see.
Aki price probably gone up by 10%.
I mean...
A 10% if
I mean, we'd have to check back now to see if it reverse.
Anything imported supposed to go up.
Yeah.
But whatever negotiation was supposed to take place with Mexico and Canada, and it looked like it all right.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't know what's going to happen yet.
Sometimes things get so, like, spectacalized.
That we just...
It's like, yo, them things are going to go on. And it's like... Does it really affect you in your day-to-day
which
sometimes?
Which is why me hear me see somebody, I get mad. They're on barbershop. So I sometimes it hard for reason with people about certain things.
Yeah.
Like, me not mind if somebody say, all right then, I better not eat that. Mm-hmm. And we can just start, well, why am I eat that?
Yeah.
Because we still believe my idiot.
Yeah.
Or we say, oh no, man, that person is wrong or that person is right.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. But when a man go come and a man go say, yo, stock market, mash up. You see, man, I kill the stock market. You have stocks? Yeah, but... No, I'm not saying... As in, what the percentage?
Dog, the little bills where you're having a Robin Hood, nah.
The little bills? Like, look at this from a macro standpoint.
Yeah.
What percentage of America...
Mm-hmm. Have stocks? And, yeah.
Like sizable... Brother, how wealthy... I don't have a dollar in a socks, you know. I have socks. But when me hear a man...
Yo, the stock market crash, bro.
Yo, you see what the stock... Like, all right, then. Where you lose?
Wait, what did you...
Did you lose anything?
Not at all. You don't have anything in there. So why do you care, bro?
And
why do you business?
And you can't look for that from a point of, yo... For now... Mm-hmm. We still not see it start. Well, me can't say we still not see because we not in a. I don't know who it affect yet.
Yeah.
But what we know for a fact is majority of the country don't have money in stocks.
No. there's a large percentage of the population that is operating probably, under the poverty line.
I want to see what is the percentage of people
invested in the stock market?
In America, that investing in the stock market.
Ooh, that's a very good question. Yeah, man, the stock market crashes like, dog, you don't have no money in NVIDIA. What's your problem? You know what I mean?
All right, so the people that have their money in the stock market, which is good.
Yeah.
We research and know because yeah. No, you did not have somebody where chap will.
It's like, dog, them even, dog, well, y'all not just a talk on need to do some research before.
So, and I will stand corrected.
Mm-hmm.
Your 401k have a lot to do with the stock market.
Your 401k?
Yeah. Mm. So, if the stock market a tank and you a work,
yeah,
and a pay towards your 401k,
that will affect.
That's going to mash it up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we do look like some bozos.
Okay.
Because a lot of people have 401.
True. We apologize.
This is how we. This is how we learn. This is why we do this.
So the 401k, for my clarification, that's like a retirement plan situation. Right?
And not everybody puts money in their 401k. Yeah. But
it is that the one where you put money to it and then the company matches it.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. So is that...
It's still not everybody.
Yeah.
But a lot of people...
Have the...
So from what I am gathering right now, the middle class...
Is who's going to affect
them. Is being... The middle class...
Obliterated.
I'll get mash up. We...
Yeah. Yeah.
Are we...
Yeah.
Are we
yeah.
really... Yeah. We really are feeling...
So, well, our apologies. We're talking about... Oh, nobody know.
Yeah.
That's about dog. Who that really affect? It is like,
actually,
no.
I affect like no. We.
You directly.
Like we. But that's the thing with some of them things. We have it in a situation where it happened to we like right then and there.
But it's also good to know how it's affecting you.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, you know, if we never have this discussion now, would I probably feel like, say, it doesn't.
It doesn't.
But
I don't have a 401k though.
Yeah.
So,
but there's people in our at our level that it's affecting greatly.
Yeah.
Because now them retirement could be in jeopardy because of that.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like that's why it's kind of good for kind of really pay attention.
No, you have to pay attention,
but not be like in a panic.
Don't feel like the world are gonna end.
Yeah.
Because me feel like. The amount of time I feel like World War III is going to start and nothing, not, listen to me. You remember one time in a pandemic when me hear say Trump bomb the brother Iran?
Oh, yeah, man. Mm-hmm.
Me think I eat that.
So,
because Iran need pledge and me say, wow, yo, it's about to go down.
Brother.
And I heard nothing else.
I remember when that Twitter battle was going on between Trump and... Kim Jong-un,
yes.
North Korea. It's like, my button bigger than that button there, you know. Yo, me have a crazy button, you know. It's like, what kind of argument is this?
And we don't hear nothing about it again.
Nothing. It's just done. You know what I mean? All of them, it's so crazy how, like, how much tragedy, like, can happen and just get,
brother,
just swept under the rug.
Russia and Ukraine still a war, you know?
Bro, there's parts of Ukraine where disappear, you know? Me have a sister in where she is from, what the place name? Kiev. Kiev is no longer Ukrainian, you know? She's Ukrainian, born in Ukraine, in Kiev. Kiev is not a part of Ukraine anymore.
But I mean, I think Kiev not like a good chunk of Ukraine.
I think it was like one of the capital cities of Ukraine. Yeah, that's a part of Russia now. So she's like technically Russian now.
And she did live in the house and war did go on outside.
Yeah, no, she was, so when I met her, she was in LA and she couldn't go back because Russia was occupying
Ukraine.
Kiev, yeah. And then it was Kiev and then Crimea. There was a big, like...
Yeah, Crimea, we know that one there.
Yeah, but Kiev was the first one. Kiev was before everybody did really business about war going on in Ukraine. And she was explaining it to me. I'm like, oh, yeah, Ukraine is like, that's like Eastern European, right? She's like, oh, it's terrible. There's like a, you know, there's occupation over there right now. There's protests and my sister involved in the war and... There's a lot of things going on there right now. And then one day she linked me and she's like, yo, my hometown is like them take over the hometown. It's not like Ukraine anymore.
No, I was like, it's just Russian.
Yeah, no, you're Russian. Which is like, it's a crazy concept to think of that another place could just come and claim your place and, with badness.
And guess what too? It's a crazy concept to think of that was part of Russia.
Yeah. Yeah. It used to be part of Russia. And no, it's no longer a part of Russia.
And Russia try to take it back.
Yeah.
Just like with China. Taiwan used to be a part of China.
Yeah.
It was a big war. And then forced them out till they end up at Taiwan.
But it still counts as China, do you know?
To Chinese people.
To Chinese people. China have Taiwan under this weird regime right now, where it's like, we don't have a president. China... The Chinese president, a foreign president, even though uno independent in a way.
Brother, that's one thing I don't know nothing about. You see that China-Taiwan thing there?
Yeah.
But all right, like, international relations?
Yeah.
Would I be like, all right then, that shit sensitive. And I don't know nothing about it.
Yeah, it's very deeply entrenched.
And I will leave it alone.
Yeah.
Because I know nothing of it. So better me leave it alone.
And I think the international situations like that is also so crazy because it's like, if you listen to both sides, they both feel very correct. Like, it's like, this is what's going on and it's wickedness them I keep up. And they talk to the other side, it's like, we are keep up wickedness? Bro, you know what them do? It's like, oh, I don't know who.
Which is, alright, see, and now we sit down and just find out what the importance of my degree. Because I think, my degree is like, alright, India and Pakistan. Enemies.
Yeah.
Why?
I have no idea why.
All right, then. Mm-hmm. But guess what? International relations is so important and just show you that, like, all right, his enemy, you see, if you don't know about it, come from it, have nothing to do with it, leave it alone.
Leave it alone. Yeah, don't pick no side.
All right.
Yeah.
Israel and Palestine. Why? If you're not Israeli,
Palestinian,
and you can't just don't.
just low it. Just leave it alone, brother.
Just leave it alone.
Leave that to let them figure out what.
You just be the person where just don't know nothing.
Yeah.
Like Africa, South Africa,
Nigeria,
xenophobia. We know the word, but we don't know nothing about it, so here we are.
Just leave it alone.
I'm just leaving it alone.
just leave it alone. Okay, we're going to be like, oh, yo, why are you treating those people like that? Why are we treating those people like that? These people leeching off all our resources. Okay.
And because I don't know.
Okay. My bad.
Is it crazy we just not for question certain things.
I mean, even when you look on like America and Mexico, and you're like, yo, bro, what is this tension that y'all have? And it's like,
and then you start look way start back, look,
and it's like, you know, America is like
the fact that California, Texas, Arizona, New Mexico was
used
Mexico.
To be Mexico. I mean, that's why they still have ridiculously Spanish names.
We live in Los Angeles.
In Los Angeles.
Santa Monica is not an English name.
None of them, not, brother. Santa Monica.
La Cienega.
Santa Cruz. La Cienega. You know what I mean?
These are all Spanish.
San Diego.
San Francisco. Sacramento.
They didn't even change the names, bro.
They say, yo, we are people. We are Spanish up in all of the same way.
El Paso. Like, all of them, you know what I mean? All of them places. They don't even change the name.
We not change the name or nothing.
You know?
But we can't come here, though.
Oh, and then they make it look like, yeah, man, that them are the problem. And meanwhile, Mexico is like, yeah, but we fight with out of Philly homeland.
We not fight with, but then America would have been like, yeah, but we had an agreement with your government.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's ours.
I know it's ours.
So leave it alone.
So now you gotta mm-hmm. skedaddle, you know? I was like, oh, all right. You as a Jamaican, just leave it alone. You deal with your issues where you have.
Let me focus on Portmore Parish.
You see me?
Because you see Portmore being a parish.
Yeah, man.
As a Jamaican, we can talk about that fully from a point of knowledge. Like, yo, Portmore being a parish, why? You know, we can question it.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like Portmore should have always been a parish.
See, and I don't feel that way. So, is it? But guess what? We have G14 classification.
Exactly. We can talk about that. Yeah, man. Man, we used to live at Portmore, so we can tell you about Portmore. You don't know nothing about Mexico, though,
but,
bro.
But you can't go to Mexico, go tell a man of Mexico nothing.
Yeah, like, why are y'all behaving like this?
Make sure you say on a like, share, comment, and subscribe, you know.
Yeah, man. Leave some comments, make me know what you think about the mats and the bun and cheese. And
and the fact that we change up the setting and everything again.
Yeah, as per usual, you know.
Man, you know, we're going to do it again eventually, but we're out of here.
Yeah, man.
Boom.